Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So listen, obviously there's an emotion that everybody has, and Yankee fans are angry. Another early exit, tons of strikeouts, and untimely error, stuff we've seen way too often. But that's the obvious stuff. To me, I'm going to simplify it, and anger should not really be the emotion. That should dissipate by now. It should be fear. Because I don't believe that the Yankees, as they huddle and they plot out the future, I don't believe that they're even remotely alarmed about not being good enough to win a World Series. I believe the conversation right now, as they sit around, and maybe it's not today, but certainly in the next couple of days here, as they reconvene and they start to strategize who's available, who's who can leave, all the things we got to do, I don't think there's anybody that's got any juice in that building that's going to look up or stand up and say, you know what? Hey, we're not doing it the right way. We've got to explore something else. It's going to be the same stuff. It's going to be the same stuff.
Well, if that's the case, then why would we expect a different result?
We wouldn't. That's my point. Yeah, and why wouldn't it be the case? Because we've had these conversations for years
now. I know.
Now.
That's, it's the same thing. So rinse, repeat. Fire Cashman, fire Boone. That's what everybody says. Yep. And then in season, they win 90-plus games. And it's like, oh, here we go. We have a chance. And then they fail in the postseason. And then it's fire Cashman, fire Boone. They don't know. And then they win 90-plus games into the postseason. Like, it's every year.
I know.
It's the same thing.
I know.
And then when they miss the postseason, you would think, okay, well, maybe now this is a chance to where they see that it's not as rosy as they think. And they still don't do anything.
Nothing.
Like, they've had opportunities to make a change. And I said this, I keep referencing it because it's all I could do is reference the past. In 2021, when the Yankees for the first time were struggling in the regular season, pre-Anthony Rizzo, Joey Gallo trade, I said that's when I would make a change because prior to that point, it was always success in the regular season to the highest of levels, fail in the postseason because the offense didn't do what they did in the regular season. And then that year, to me, wasn't good enough. They barely made the playoffs, but they did make it, and they lost in the wild card game. I would have made a change. 2022, they come out. They look like the 98 Yankees. That's a comparison. 98 Yankees. We all knew that it was not real,
but that was
the comparison. Then they get there, and then they get to the ALCS, even though they weren't even on the same stratosphere as
JV against Houston.
Okay. But they can push back and say, well, we got to the ALCS.
Which is what they said.
Yeah, exactly.
They were a step away from the World Series.
Then they miss the postseason in 2023. Like, there's plenty of evidence where even we talk about, well, the Yankees, their history of making the playoffs every year. There's evidence in those few years, 2021, 2022, 2023, where they just weren't good enough in three consecutive years. Then they went out there and got Juan Soto. And even then, they weren't a good enough team. And to me, the reason that they got there was the Judge-Soto historic combo, plus the other teams weren't any good. Mm-hmm. The Royals, the Guardians, they're not on the level of the Blue Jays or even the Mariners or even maybe Tigers this year. Like, the AL competition
has raised. Yep.
And now this year, the Yankees, you could argue, are better. Boone himself said that they're better since he's been here, 2018, a long time, said that they're better, and yet they got bounced in the second round by a team who finished in last place a year ago in really what was a non-competitive series.
Listen, you use the term rinse and repeat, and that's what they're doing. Like, it's one thing to lose and have, you know, conversations at the end of a season like, hey, what happened? Where do we come up short? Not only do they lose early, they lose the same way.
Remember when we first got paired together? It was the summer of 2023.
Yeah.
And both the
Judge was out at this point, right? Judge, yeah. Was he back? Did he get back at this point?
We did have some bet where he was going to come back and hit homer, so he might have been out.
Oh, that's right.
That was like one of our
first
bets.
Yeah, I won that one.
But
that's right.
That was when the Mets were trading Verlander and Scherzer, and I came in with the bag over my head with the Mets.
One of my favorite shows, Sal.
Exactly.
That was hysterical.
And you were saying that you wanted the Yankees to bleed out.
Bingo.
And the reason for that is because you thought that if they bled out, changes would be made because what they were doing wasn't leading to success.
Yep.
They did bleed out. They didn't make any changes. And here we are years later with the same thing.
I know. I mean, listen, I don't think I'm alone. I think maybe I've read this a little bit earlier than a lot of Yankee fans here, but I've been saying this for a long time. I mean, just go and search Google. I mean, you know, whether it's the Cashman thing, the right to rebuild, bleed out. It's so obvious that they just don't have enough guys who could put the ball in play, run the bags. Again, better this year for sure. That's why I was more optimistic this year, but still not good enough, period.
I was going to say better, but really was it? Like, a lot of the talk was, well, nobody else is really that great either. And they are the Yankees, and they mashed their way to overcome some of those other things. Yes, it was better than what it was for the majority of the last several seasons. Like, they did get better defensively and did clean up certain things, but
you know what it was too, Sal? The starting pitching excited me. Yeah. Now, I misread Rodon in the biggest spot.
And who thought Fried wouldn't do any?
I know. That nobody. If your best pitcher doesn't pitch well, then nobody's going to play well. Understood. But I looked at the staff. I'm like, okay, now that you always had a Tanaka or a CC, you always had one guy, maybe, obviously Cole when he was healthy. But, you know, this team for a while was trotting out multiple guys who can shut you down.
Right.
And we all know the names, and they haven't had that. That's why I say, to me, it's the best roster since 09, but it's still not good enough.
Understood. And you could also look at the lineup and say, well, look at how deep they are because everybody's a threat to hit a home run. They have how many, 20 home run hitters, 30 home run hitters. But yet, again, the biggest bugaboo, the defense is coming on, the sloppiness is coming on. For the most part, like they tighten that up. Again, I know Jazz made the big error. That's not why they lost the series, where you could point to last year and say at some point it was going to catch up with them, and it did in the World Series. The one thing that has happened consistently for years, going back to 2017, has been that their regular season offense does not match the offensive levels in the postseason. That's been them. Even the pitching got beat up in Toronto. That's not why they lost this series. They lost because they didn't hit.
Well, that's the first thing that I said to start the show. If you guys missed it, check out the Free Odyssey app. Like, show me a team that looks one way for most of the season, if not the entire season. I know there's peaks and valleys over 162, but in totality, whether you're a speed team, a power team, a low strikeout team, a high strike, whatever it is, they look one way basically for 5 or 6 months, and then every time they get bounced in October, Astros, Dodgers, Blue Jays, they look like a completely different team. I'm challenging. So show me the team that flips that crazily. There is no, but I'm not saying like for 1 year, but this is every season.
I know, from in regular season to the postseason, while it's different. It's the organization philosophy.
They're not changing anything.
Right, but until they do, it's just going to be roll the dice and hope that 1 year they break through. Lawrence is in Oklahoma City. What's up, Lawrence?
Hey, guys. Thanks for getting me on. If the Yankees cannot win a World Series with Aaron Judge, it's going to be criminal for baseball. He is not just like a good player. He's like, you know, all time. I just can't believe that they're not going to consider making a change. He's 33 years old. How long do you really think your window is? You know what I mean? Seriously, yeah. You got 2 years. I give you 2 years. And Cashman, yeah, he won 4 World Series, and 3 of them were in a row, though. And while that's even harder, when you do it with a really good team, is it harder when you already have a team assembled to win 3 in a row? It's been years. This is, if you win 4 World Series, that's good. But when you're putting the team on the longest drought of being in a championship, winning a championship, what does it not even out? I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Cashman, Lawrence, will be the first to tell you, and thank you for the call, that the Yankees should have won a World Series in 2017, and they were robbed by the cheating Astros. That's always his pushback when we say, well, you haven't won a World Series since 2009. It's, yeah, but 2017 was our year. Which, by the way, you did it with a manager that you couldn't wait to get out of town with Joe Girardi. Like Cashman likes to reference 2017. That was our year to win a championship. You had already made the decision on moving on from Joe Girardi. So maybe he did you a favor by not winning the championship. But anyway, point is, you didn't win it, whether they cheated or not, and there were no guarantees you were going to win the World Series. And the facts are, this is the longest drought that the Yankees have had in their history in between titles, and nothing has changed. And they think they're better than they are. Whether it's Dominguez, Volpe, the offense in the postseason, their strategy, the all-or-nothing like they think they're better than they are. They believe the regular season success is proof of that and that it's just been bad luck in the postseason.
And that's why they're wrong. And that's why they're not going to win again until somebody steps up and says, we got to change this. And that somebody's going to have to be Hal because he's got the hammer. I don't think it happens. Hey, by the way, it's about like, you know, Judge and what Lauren said about how sad it will be, or criminal, whatever word to use, for Judge not to win a World Series. Yeah. Well, hey, guys, that's baseball. And you've got a long list, whether it's Ted Williams, whether it's Griffey Jr., whether it's Artie Banks, whether it's Bonds, whether it's Yaz, whether it's Carew, whether it's Cobb, whether it's the great Tony Gwynn, rest in peace. I mean, there are some titans of the game that not only didn't win, Artie Banks never even got to the World Series. And you don't really see that quite as much in the NBA because you can will yourself. I mean, Ewing doesn't have one, but yeah. Most of the gray eye doesn't have one. But most of the all-time great players, they've got one or they've got two. Baseball's different. It's and Boone said that last night. He was very honest, and I appreciated this. He said, listen, it hurts. It's harsh. It's baseball, and it wasn't like an excuse like, oh, it's hard or it's random. It's just like, sometimes it's cruel. And Boone was crushed last night, you could tell.
I genuinely felt bad for Boone and Judge last night.
No question.
Nobody else, and I know other people played hard and whatever, but specifically Judge, who played his ass off in the postseason and did all he could. You know, if he didn't have a good postseason, we'd probably be saying the same thing where, well, look, it's another postseason where Judge dominated the regular season, didn't dominate the postseason. Is that the reason why they didn't win? Who knows? But there was a drop-off. There was not the drop-off. This was finally the year where start to finish of the postseason, although it was way too short, there was no drop-off. He was Aaron Judge, the beast, in the postseason. So I felt badly for him, and I felt horribly for Boone, who just, you know, he has less control of it than the players do. He loves this team more than anybody. He wears it more than anybody. He's as great a competitor as there is, even from a manager's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
He wants it. He believed in this team. Maybe even to a fault where he's got a little bit of a soft spot or a blind spot for certain aspects of it. But he truly believed this was the best team that he had and believed that they had a chance to beat the Blue Jays. And yet his team got punked and sent home way too soon. So I felt bad for both Boone and Judge.
I'm going to have a soft spot for the kid forever as long as he's here. I also felt really bad for Volpe because, I mean, when you're getting booed that vociferously, and he deserved it.
Different kind of feel bad.
It's a different kind of feel bad. There's no question. Like, is he going to be back feel bad? Is he going to have to compete for a job? Like, what is he thinking? I'm just trying to put myself in his shoes.
All right. Well, then remember, go home to his beautiful girlfriend.
That's true. The mood will change pretty quick here. She's a stunner. I'm with you, man. He's doing well there. That's a compliment. I'm not trying to sound like a weird old guy here. But I just imagine being and you know I love these stories, a local kid who's a high school star, first round pick of the Yankees. Your dad's a massive Yankee fan. You bust your ass. It's not because he's not a hard worker. And you can't even make contact. I can't imagine those walks back to the dugout for Volpe.
I felt bad for him in a different way. You're right. Larry is calling from Danbury, Connecticut. What's up, Larry?
Hey, how we doing, guys? Another brutal, brutal loss. Tough night. This is going to be probably an unpopular opinion, but you talk about roster construction. A-Rod talked about it. We've talked about it. I called last year and talked about it with you guys.
Right.
Okay.
I think A-Rod got it from us, as a matter of fact. We've been talking about it for a year and a half.
I think, and BT, I think it starts with Stanton. And listen, I love the guy. And when they bring him back years from now, I'll be the first one cheering for him. He's owned it. He's been big. But the nucleus behind the poor roster construction, it starts with Stanton. If you can trade him where you can get something for him now, 2-3 years ago, you couldn't. Nobody would touch him. Now, with what he's done, you can trade him, okay? You move on from him. He misses half the year anyway.
You don't got to tell anybody. Larry, you know, we've been talking about that for years.
I know. The pieces fall into place, though. Ben Rice can be the full-time DH because he doesn't have a position.
Okay.
You bring back Bellinger, which they're going to want to do anyway. Mm-hmm. You put him at first base. Now you got a real infield because he can play first, too.
I don't know if I like wasting Bellinger. I like that he's flexible, but I love him in the outfield. But anyway, you could put him a little bit outfield in first. Go ahead. Keep going.
But you got two young kids coming. You can either make the decision to go with the two kids in the outfield, Dominguez and Jones. Or you make a run at Tucker and you let Caballero take that job at short. And the only person battling Caballero is Lombard.
Lombard. Yeah, that's interesting. Larry, I think you bring up...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. You make some really, really good points.
I know, but we're too much relying on the young guys again. I know you're going to have to some extent.
Yeah. Yeah, well, let's talk through it for a second. Yeah. So, and I'm with you. I love Bellinger in the outfield. I mean, he is just a beast out there.
I feel like you're wasting him at first.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. He is a plus-plus outfield defender. He'd also be a plus-plus defensive first baseman. Now, is it easier to find an outfielder or a first baseman? I don't know, but I don't want Grisham on the team next year. I don't want him.
All right,
get Grisham off the pay, Bellinger in center.
Bingo. Okay, now we're talking.
Or you have Jones, and I don't know if this would work. You have Jones and Dominguez battle it out in spring training.
Right.
The winner of that, you know,
stays up and plays every day.
Yeah, but I can't have Dominguez play left field. And then that might, if he's up for the task, and I don't know if he will be, Bellinger in left, maybe Dominguez or Jones in center.
Does Jones play center?
He profiles as a center. He plays a ton.
We know Dominguez. Like, I know you
he's not
want
left fielder.
I know you want him in center.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to stand on the desk and say, oh, that's scream and shout, he's a center fielder, but I do know he's not a left fielder.
But here's in part of the problem. Which is why, like, you can't have Ben Rice, who can't do anything else but DH, and Dominguez, who can't be in the outfield.
But I don't agree that he can't be a center field. I at least want the answer.
I think they're telling you the answer by having him play left and not play center field.
Or were in their minds, is Grisham so superior defensively that it was tough to justify, even if they thought that Dominguez could be good or solid in center, he'll never be Grisham. So while you have Grisham, run Grisham out in center. I don't know the answer, but it's possible.
I would try to trade Dominguez. Now, again, I don't know what the value is.
Oh, I'm okay if they trade. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying I wouldn't.
Just to try to clean up some of the...
He ain't no touch one, that's for sure.
To me, Bellinger's got to be back. That's for number one.
Definitely.
You put him in center field, Judge is in right.
Yep.
And then you can start to build it out from there. You want to give Spencer Jones a look? Sure, I guess. But what would give me confidence that anybody that like, we've heard about Volpe, we've heard about Dominguez. Now we're hearing about Spencer Jones. We hear about Lombard. I don't know. I'm not ready to write them in. Now, you could live with one or two, and you hope that it's going to be successful.
Uh-huh.
And maybe there's reason to believe that it would, but we've also seen a flop. I believe that Dominguez was going to be far better than what he was this year. I also thought Volpe was going to be better. It's been 3 years, and he got significantly worse. There's been massive regression. Austin Wells, same thing. So there are reasons to question some of the young players.
100%. I mean, we're questioning pretty much everything with the Yankees right now.
Would you bring Jazz back?
I would be open to trading Jazz. I don't think he's a winner.
Okay, well, that's another thing.
I don't think he's a winner.
Me too. But now think about what we're talking about. Maybe trade Dominguez. Maybe trade Jazz. Get rid of Stanton. Like,
that's a lot of moving parts. Listen, it's Bellinger. It's Grisham. It's Goldie. It's Devin Williams. It's Luke Weaver. It's Rosario. I want Bellinger back. Grisham could take a walk. No disrespect. Goldie, get lost. Devin Williams, if he wanted to come back on the cheap and be a setup, whatever, that's fine. Luke Weaver, get lost. Rosario, I'm okay on a cheap deal. I mean, I don't want any of these guys back.
Get lost. Yeah.
Hit the road, man. Yeah. I mean, you hit 230, and that was like this season for Grisham was like his Rod Carew season.
Right.
He's usually we talked about this. He's usually 180, 190.
See,
that's who he is.
I would take him if I'm the Mets, let's say, who desperately need a center fielder and want to, you know, at least maybe start the year.
Mm-hmm.
And look, they signed Jose Siri a year ago. I would take him, assuming that it's going to be a 1 or 2 year deal, max probably 1 year deal, and he's going to hit 6th or 7th, not first.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you have a leadoff hitter in Lindor.
Yeah, right.
You got you to it. Hopefully, Pete's back. No, and by the way, Pete had a dander baby today.
Congratulations to the Alonzo
crew.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and and maybe like the Yankees, I don't think it's a good fit. But in that circumstance, if you just needed the center fielder and he's batting in the bottom part of the order.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, then you can live with that.
I agree with that.
Because there are no good center fielders. Like, look around the league.
Dude, if there's a good center fielder, they're not going to let him lead the building.
Yeah, I know.
He's going to get a good contract. He's going to stay. He's going to be a focal point. And the thing about Stanton, one other elite team, borderline elite team, World Series contender. And again, no disrespect. We all love Big G. We do. We have to say it, but we do. But what other team that's trying to win a championship is rolling out a guy like that who can't run, who can't throw, who can't field? And when he's not hitting home runs, he's useless. I mean, he's in the middle of your order.
And clogs up the spot to maybe use for somebody else, whether it's a better matchup or to get a guy at rest. It's just, yeah.
Construction. That's the problem. And it's been that way for a minute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.